The title of the talk is What Do We Mean by Our System of Training? The first thing that I want to say is that talking about a system at all immediately brings up my own personal unease. Right? On the whole, I like a little bit of freedom. As soon as I see a fence, I want to climb it. I was visiting Vasica recently in Paris. She was telling me about the mosaics in Ravenna. Ravenna, if you don't know, is this place in the north of Italy where there's some astonishing first century mosaics covering a lot of the churches. They're really, really beautiful. And she was showing me a piece of mosaic done in the style of Ravenna mosaics and a piece of modern mosaic. The thing about modern mosaic is that it's all, if I understood Vasica's point, regularly cut tiles put flat in the grouting. And by comparison, the mosaic that they used to do in Ravenna, and the main element of the method, or at least a couple of the elements, is that the tiles are all of irregular size. Basically, they've been broken. And they're put into the cement at irregular angles. And the effect of that is as you walk past the surface, the whole thing is scintillating. The way light catches it, it's completely unpredictable. Much, much more interesting than the rather uniform, regular mosaic done in a more modern method. And that image struck me. I just realised I like a little bit of irregularity, actually. I like something that's not too tight a system. Now, one of the things that the piece that Vasica was showing me is that all of that irregularity made up this glorious, luminous halo of a saint. So there was a pattern there. The whole thing held together, but it was alive and it was moving. So I want to just sort of reassure myself, first of all, by allowing for a little bit of irregularity in the pattern. I've got an unease with a system that's too tight. Luckily, however, it seems so has Bante.